Hi, honey. Hi, Gina Marie. Sit down.
Hi, Anita. What's going on, Doc?
Oh, God, it's been so long since I've seen you, honey.
I think this is the first time that we've actually had a seat together.
You know, it's about time. It really is, honey.
Well, I mean, the holidays.
Oh, God.
It's just ridiculous.
Well, I mean, we just finished a little Christmas, and I just, you know, I can't, I mean, I understand, you know, it's the Italian way to have the little Christmas.
That's right.
And the Epiphany.
Oh, all that.
And all that. I get it. I understand it. But you know what? I am glad when it's done.
It's done.
I'm just glad.
Because, I mean, to leave that tree up for a whole another week is like an ordeal in itself.
Just to leave the tree up, I know, honey, just to water it. I mean, you see the tree that me and Mr. Buffin here.
Forget. Well, I have a fake tree at home.
Well, you do.
So I got the first year I got my fake tree, I started watering that thing. I thought you had to continue to water it.
No,
I didn't even know.
Well, no, we only get the real tree. And this year we got the 45-foot one, you know, that we have in our foyer.
Oh, yeah, honey.
So,
gorgeous.
You know. Well,
it was gorgeous.
I know, and I went down to the Crate and Barrel and got all new
ornaments.
And I
all new every year.
Every year.
Every year.
No, well, that's a tradition.
Oh, I know.
Well, new ornaments every year.
In my house, we have to have the ones that have been passed down, you know, from the D'Angelo family.
Right.
You
know. Well, I have a few of the Sant'Angelo family heirlooms.
Oh, and you still keep those?
I do keep them. I don't always put them out, honey.
Well.
But then I have the ones every year. Mr. Buffin gets me a new set from Tiffany's. And so we have those. But normally, because, you know, every year we do a theme, honey.
Well, I knew that.
And so every
year.
But all the heirloom, ones from the Sant'Angelo family are all, and the Buffin family now, are all in, you know, teamed with a theme.
Honey. Oh, really?
They all have, well, they're just basic, honey, so they can go with whatever theme we want to do with the tree.
Well, with the
so
Buffin family.
So it teams with their theme.
With the Buffin family, I'm sure you have the Hanukkah. You put that on the tree?
Well, they don't do that, honey. You know, the funny thing is, I didn't know nothing about Hanukkah, really, until this year.
I couldn't believe it.
I mean, for all the years I've been married to Mr. Buffin, my second husband, who's a Jew, which is nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it.
You know, so I feel about it.
Well, of course.
I don't want it in my house. But, no, for all these years, you'd think I'd know. I was kind of embarrassed, honey. I didn't realize.
You didn't let it in your house for a long time.
No, well, I didn't realize that Jews don't celebrate Christmas like normal people.
No.
I didn't know that.
Well, I was surprised. But, I didn't even realize how they celebrated it.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, no.
I don't want to talk about Christmas anymore. I don't want to talk about the holidays.
It's
I'm done. I'm done with it.
Oh, it's just
all the drama and all that. I'm just done, honey.
Too much.
I really am.
Too much.
I really am. You know,
my nerves are short.
I don't know. What have you been doing? I heard recently you've had some things going on. You know, did the wedding. I know you're supposed to have the gay wedding. Well, I don't want to call it a wedding.
Well, no.
Well, homosexual shindig.
That's right.
You're Joey. Your son Joey, right?
Yeah, and
how is he?
Oh, he's wonderful.
Oh,
wonderful.
Lord, such a lover.
Well, and his boyfriend, Gino, decided to get
married.
Joined, Quantical, whatever you want to call it.
They wanted to kick up the heels
and
consummate. Right, okay.
Yeah, let's just call it the act.
Okay, you know, a consummation.
Exactly.
All right.
You know, consummate the relationship.
Right.
And so we were having this whole thing planned for the new year, but
for
things fell through.
Married.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Right.
But things fell through, and now we're going to move it down to Valentine's Day.
Now, I heard from Linda Scavullo that it was because you weren't able to make the payments on all of the caterer and the band and the DJ and rentals.
Things had happened, and I had to leave my job down at Hilarious down at the mall, the Queen Center Mall.
You left it? Well, why would you do that, honey? I mean, you needed the money.
I didn't like the management team, so I just left.
Well, honey, I thought you were part of the management team. I thought they made you a supervisor.
Well, I was a supervisor during my shift only, really. But, you know, honey.
Well,
I mean, you're only one person at the kiosk.
Honey, I thought you got along with Deb. I thought you loved her.
I did. I mean, she was wonderful. But I, you know, there was a little altercation that occurred, and I had a little problem with some of the accoutrement, should we say.
The products.
The products that they had there. And, you know, I mean, they like to call it that. You know, they have a fancy term for everything there.
The accoutrement?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I don't even know what that is. But apparently, they were having meal functions with their extensions.
Now,
especially the ones in my color type.
Really?
Yes, honey.
Now, what is it, ash blonde?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was under the influence that you were actually, well, apparently, Linda Scavullo is good friends with Deb.
Oh, she is.
Well, and she, apparently they went over to, you know, the coffee clutch over there.
Oh, no.
You know, down at Lord Jean's Coffee House.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently Deb told her, and, you know, Linda Scavullo told me, that you were actually fired, honey.
Well, I mean, it really doesn't matter how it happened. I mean, you know, I mean, I literally was leaving and she was throwing me out at the same time, you know. It was one of those tit for tits kind of thing, you know.
Well, apparently, honey, she said that money was missing from the register on your shifts, honey.
Oh, no, honey, that was not me. They need to look at that Mexican girl, Angelica over there, and they need to find out why the money was missing. Oh, no, it was not missing on my shift.
All right.
Not on my shift.
I didn't know what to tell her.
Tell was wonderful when I left it.
Well, honey, I wanted to defend you, but I didn't know.
Well, we had a problem.
I mean, how am I supposed to know?
Well, we had a problem, and the reason why I had to leave it, or as she called it, she fired me. Uh-huh. Oh, God, I can't believe that she would even think to call it that.
She did, honey.
I can't believe that. Mm-hmm. I've never been fired from a job ever in my life.
Uh-huh.
Ever.
Okay.
Not once. Not once in the whole history of me ever having a job. And I've had a lot of jobs, honey.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Never been fired.
But laid off, but not fired.
Laid off, but not fired. Not fired. Never, honey. I mean, I'm always wonderful. I mean, people
love
me.
You do work for it. Now, so what's happening with the gay wedding, then? What's happening?
Well, the problem was I didn't have my third job, so I wasn't making ends meet.
Uh-huh.
And so we just postponed it till February because, you know, Gino and Joe were having a little problem,
But Joey, but Gino's still going to put his finger in Joey's ring.
That's right. Oh, yeah, honey.
Okay.
Oh, it's all set. Oh, yeah. He's so excited. Have you seen the ring?
Have you seen the ring, honey? I've heard it's huge.
Well, honey, Joey is the one who picked you out the ring. Oh God. It's got a wonderful tint to it.
I'm sure it does.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Sparkles and shimmers.
I bet it does.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, takes out his mother.
Sure, I'm sure Gino can't wait to get his finger in there.
Oh, gorgeous. I can't wait. Well, I'm getting a son is what's going to happen. You're getting your own little, you know, nephew.
Oh, well, yes, and, you know, honey. I love the way that, I mean, Gino came over to my house and hung up all the track lighting around my house.
Oh, gorgeous.
For my artworks,
well,
honey.
He's so giving.
He's a big giver as
well. Oh, yeah, he is. Oh.
He is. Which is what Joey needs.
That's it.
He needs someone that's just going to give it to him.
That's
he
right.
He does. Now, what's going on with Tina Marie and Jamal, honey?
Well, Jamal's back now.
Uh-huh.
And
now, refresh my memory on this. I know you borrowed some money from me for this.
I borrowed some money for you to send Jamal on a cruise. And it was a wonderful gesture, I thought.
$898.98.
That's right.
Okay.
A cruise around the world and around, you know, that ended off in Alaska.
Okay.
Yeah, honey. And now he's back, though.
Okay. Now what's going on with it?
Well, I thought it would be the reverse. I thought when he got back that Tina Marie would have forgotten all about him.
Uh-huh.
And that she would have been in the arms of another man.
Okay.
You know, I've been trying to point her off on all these, you know,
Now, what happened with that? Because the cousin, Nico, yeah, came over from Greece. And
well, apparently he's got an iron fist.
Okay.
And so it didn't work yet. It didn't work yet. She came home crying one night, and I said, "No, that's it."
Well, literally, he has an iron fist.
Well, apparently
he's missing an arm.
No. Well, yeah.
I heard that.
Yeah. Well, you know, from birth, I heard that it got crushed through, you know, his mother's vagina.
I have heard of that happening.
Yeah.
Before.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Where the doctor isn't careful, bones can break.
Apparently he's got this cast that's been on him for years.
Made of iron?
I don't know.
Well,
they call it that.
Well, they have to ask Father Murphy Brown about that.
I know. Well, I'm sure he knows all the details. I'm sure. Well, he's been around for so long. I'm sure the mother
was
in there, you know, with the Greek walking.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, because Father Murphy Brown goes down to all the
all the different congregations.
Exactly.
Of all the different types.
He knows all the congregations.
Oh,
he knows
yeah.
all the leaders, the fathers of the congregations, honey.
Yeah, and they all have dinners and stuff like the filet mignons over in
exactly.
Mono's all the time.
Exactly. Now, what are you doing for the wedding? Are you getting prepared? What's going on?
Because
I have not received my invite yet, honey.
No?
I don't know. Is it coming by messenger?
Well, honey, it's coming. We're doing something very new this time. You know, with all this modern age technology, what we're doing was saving all the paper, and we're going green, is what they call it.
Really?
Yeah, going green.
It's a green wedding.
Yeah, so we're saving on all the paper, and we're going to do it through the internet on the Facebooks. All the invites are going to be through the Facebooks.
What?
Yes.
I have never heard of such
a
thing.
Well, Gino had a brilliant idea, and I said, well, if it's going to save me some money, why
uh-huh.
don't we do it?
Okay.
Going green.
I like these.
I know.
Now, what other steps are you taking to go growing?
Well, that's really it. Well, we've got the Pumpkin Squire Coach, which is run by horses instead of gas.
There you go.
Well, unless you know, the horses have too much for dinner, they
Now,
night.
You know what I told BJ? I was talking to BJ Giacobelli the other day.
Yeah.
Honey, I have to tell you, honey, I don't like the way she talks about you.
Really?
I don't like it.
What is she saying?
Well, we were talking about the gay shindig, the consummation.
Yeah.
And I was telling her about how Joey and Gina are going to have the pumpkin-style coach.
Oh, yeah.
Just like Cinderella.
Oh, well, hello.
Well, it's Cinderella theme. That's what I told her. And she said that she thought the pumpkin-style coach was stupid.
Stupid?
That's what I said to her, honey. Is Cinderella stupid?
No.
Because she had a pumpkin-style coach, and she lived happily ever after.
That's right.
She needs to read her history books.
That's what she's got to do. Oh, that Giacovelli.
I know. I don't know what we're going to do with her, really. I don't like her coming around here, honey.
What does she think
and
she's talking
about? My best bub in the whole
world. No.
BJ Giacovelli is my best friend in the whole world.
Didn't she ever heard of Cinderella?
That's what I tried to tell her.
I mean, that was a fabulous movie. That was a gorgeous movie.
It's a movie?
Yes, honey. You don't remember with Jerry Lewis.
No, honey.
Yes, Cinderella. Oh, you're rented, honey.
I never heard of it.
Oh, God, honey. We grew up with it.
How do I not know that?
I don't know.
You know, I love Jerry Lewis,
amazing.
Honey.
So amazing.
Now, what time is it?
Oh.
Oh, my God. I'm going to miss Days.
Oh, my God.
All right. I got to go. Listen,
well, honey.
Are you going to stick around and watch Days?
I got to put a little laundry in.
Now, listen.
So much going
tell
on.
Joey and Gino that I can't wait to RSVP on the invites.
All right.
And tell Tina Marie we're still scheduled for our pedicure manicure next week.
Oh. All right. Well, I will tell her that. Well, honey, let me get my coat because it is so cold
out
here.
Isn't it cold outside? Well, it's so
bundle
cold.
Bundle up.
All right.
All right, dog.
Okay, I love you, Bubba. Bye-bye, honey.
Is this a candy? Can I take one for the road?
No, honey. No.
Those aren't
for you, honey.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
All right, dog.
All right. Bye-bye, honey. Those are not Cuomo's for you, honey.
All right,
okay,
I'll see
bye-bye.
You, dog. Bye-bye.
When other friendships have been forgotten, ours will still be great.
A loddle, doddle, doddle, chuck, chuck, chuck.
If they ever black your eyes or put me wise,
if they ever cook your goose, turn me loose.
And if they ever put a bullet through your brain, I'll complain.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect blandship. When other friendships have been forget, ours will still be it.
A loddle, doddle, doddle, hip, hip, hip.
If you ever lose your mind, I'll be kind.
And if you ever lose your shirt, I'll be hurt.
If you're ever in a mill and get sawed in half, I won't laugh.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect blandship. When other friendships are up the creek, ours will still be slick.
A loddle, doddle, doddle, woof, woof, woof. Hep, 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 a chuck, 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 a dig, dig, dig.
Good evening, friends.